But Sean is going to tell you so many more things than just this today. Sean, Reverend Sean, Reverend Sean Moninger.
Hello.
This is exciting.
It is.
It is exciting.
See if you think so. 2.5 hours from now when we finish.
Okay. Well, we're having church and we have fans. And we have the covered dishes out in the atrium.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. I thought we'd do something different today than I've ever done before. And I'm excited about it. You know, the talk is called, or the theme of this afternoon's message is, a simple joy song can make all the difference. How often do you catch yourself going down the street singing Use Me? You know, or one of the songs, the Amen, something, as soon as it goes into my head, I can't get it out. And sometimes I want to. And but these are some of my favorite joy songs today that I've been singing for years and years and years. And when I was brand new in Unity and in the Interfaith Seminary, I hated these songs because I was so self-conscious. And I thought they were silly until I finally heard Be as a Little Child to Get Into the Kingdom. I know I transposed that. But I had to Be as a Little Child. So I had to sing what somewhat as childish songs. And then we started doing them at my church in Connecticut. And one day, a congregant came storming out at me during the opening medley. She was so mad, and she said, that medley went on for 10 minutes. She was such an introvert. And everybody's up and slamming around, and she didn't want to do that. And I had to really look at that, look at these. And I always knew it, but I didn't get it quite until that day. All the music we do is prayer. It's a series of affirmations. It's a series of giving over. And what it does is it distracts from all those thoughts that are really pretty unnecessary. We're convinced they aren't, but they are. Because we have to see. There's a term I've often heard in classes and in churches. It says, but you know, in the real world, Sean, and what I'd like to believe and practice is the spirit world is the real world. And everything else is an illusion. And it's temporary, and it will pass. I prefer to think that my spirit world will not pass, but deepen. So this song, God Makes a Way, it's a short song, and it's going to be our opening prayer and our contemplation. You look at these words, and it says, God makes a way where there seems to be no way. God works in ways we cannot see. God makes a way for me. God is my guide, the still small voice inside, with love and strength for each new day. God makes a way. God makes a way. Let's sing it together. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. God works in ways we cannot see. God makes a way for me. God is my guide, the still small voice inside, with love and strength for each new day. God makes a way. God makes a way. Take a breath. Let's go in. God makes a way. G-O-D makes a way. My surrender makes a way. The voice of Holy Spirit makes a way where there seems to be no way. We let that be our prayer for this moment. We let that be our contemplation for this moment. What God is what makes a way. And I surrender my thoughts to it. And that's surrendering. Let's get quiet for a moment. See what comes up. God makes a way. where there seems to be no way. Spirit within me reveals to me now, reveals to each being in this room now, there is a way to peace, to joy, to love. And it's not a far distance that we must travel to them. We must come to the here and the right now to see the way, to rest assured that there is a way. And so knowing that, let's bring our focus back here to this sanctuary, this place called Unity. We can say thank you and amen. Would you bring that back, please, Leo? So these prayers that we can walk down the street singing to ourselves, that we can walk through our homes singing to ourselves, that we can put ourselves to bed and to sleep silently, singing them to ourselves. These prayers mean so much to me, and they're so simple. And just, you know, on your way out, I have the whole sheet of lyrics, so you can grab one at the table right outside the room. I just didn't want everybody buried in them like this while we're singing them, because they're up there, and hopefully, it's not for some of us, we need lyrics that far away to see them in person. But to consider each line, God makes a way. Well, what is God to me that could make a way? What does that mean? Because we got to get the old religion out of it and the old magic out of it, that there's some old person, some human making a way. The way is me. I am my way. I am. And the way I'm going is the way I tell myself to go. And that's why I have to go to the voice for spirit or of spirit. That's why I have to go within where I know there is a highest voice. And that voice is based in love. And that voice is based in wisdom and intelligence. And that voice is on my side. And that voice is on this one's side and that one's side and that one's side and your side and your side and your side. And even the side of those ones that I'm not so wild about right now. But I know that voice, that spirit, that G-O-D is on everyone's side. And so I have to get on everyone's side because I don't want to be the one holding us back from joy, from peace, and love. I don't want to, because at a certain point, if you just can't find peace and joy and love, who's left but you and what you're telling yourself? And so these simple joy songs can make all the difference. Now, this next song, it's called All Good, All Good. Capital G, good, not little good. And it says, all good, all good, holy, holy. All good, all good, holy, holy. All in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Let me know all is good, holy, holy. Now you will notice it doesn't say all feels good, all feels good. It says all good, all good, all good. That within everything there is good. Because, I mean, I've told you my first time at Unity, I heard in God I am good and cannot not be. So we all need to take that on for ourselves. In God, in G-O-D, I am good and cannot not be good. And she is good and cannot not be good. And all of us are good or is good and cannot not be good. Let's sing this together. All good, holy, holy. All good, holy, holy. All in my mind, in my heart and my soul. Let me know all is good, holy, holy. Let's do it again. All good, holy, holy. All good, holy, holy. All in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. let me know all is good. Holy, holy, all is good. Holy, holy. So to take that in, to just take that in, let it be. You know, I've always said, "You've Lost That Love and Feeling." It's a great song, and it's a lot of fun, but the lyric isn't exactly what I want to be repeating to my cells over and over again. I don't want that to be my chant. But remember, we're talking to our cells that have intelligence in them, and the healing that we may need in mind, body, and soul. And so to keep telling her, all good, all good, all good. Imagine walking down the street. You're seeing life around you. All good, all good. Holy, holy. All good, all good. Holy, holy. All in my mind. All in my soul. So I looked up. I think I got to read it just in case. All good, all good. It's very short, but nevertheless, I didn't memorize. So it comes from the revealing word, truth, unity. And it says here, metaphysical meaning of joy. The happiness of God expressed through its perfect idea, person. Joy and gladness are strength-giving, especially if the mind is fixed on the things of spirit. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, this is the kind of stuff we need to be thinking all the time. All the time. If we're going to heal from just the everyday stuff. And then there's the out of the ordinary stuff. And we certainly don't want that to become the norm. And so unity is very powerful, and its message is very powerful. And you and I are very powerful. This is why we keep coming back here, so that we can be reminded, remind ourselves, and then remind each other of what has got to be true within spirit. And here's how I know it's got to be true. I keep coming back, and I'm not a fool. I would not keep coming back if this weren't the case, if I hadn't proven it over and over and over again in my life, in my practice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not pleased with every minute of every day. Anybody? But I know, even though I'm not pleased right now, it's a story I'm telling myself, and it's not true. Remind yourself, your misery is not true. You just forgot to think the other. Call upon Spirit to remind you. Now, this next song, Light and Joy and Peace. Light and Joy and Peace. There we go. This is one of my favorites. And it's so simple. It says, light and joy and peace abide in me. Light and joy and peace abide in me. I'm not who I made myself. I'm as God created me. Light and joy and peace abide in me. I am and forever will be exactly who God created me to be. I am and forever will be exactly who God created me to be. Light and joy and peace abide in me. Light and joy and peace abide in me. I'm not who I made myself, I'm as God created me. Light and joy and peace abide in me. I am and forever will be exactly who God created me to be. I am and forever will be exactly who God created me to be. Is anything resonating? Is anything opening you up to, oh, I hadn't thought of it quite this simply. Is to take this with me throughout the day. And remember, go back on Facebook, go back on our website when Leo gets that, this up, the service up, and you can hear the melody, you can hear the music, and instill the it with the music in your head, in your body, in your mind. And so I looked this up in the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, and it comes from John chapter 16, and it says, where'd it go? Yes, it says, one will is within you, so that the one you serve is yourself. This is your purpose, to serve yourself, capital S, self, fully. This is the purpose for which you were created. And so it is this that will bring you the greatest joy. So I look at that, and I think about this this music that we sing. And I look at it and I think, okay, how am I going to use this to bring my greatest joy? Which lyric is going to most inspire me today? And this, I was taught early on in my healing, that I was to be of service, that I was to do good in the world. But at first I have to start by doing good at home. It's not only do good at home, but I got to start at home, because see, it has to be all inclusive. This service is my willingness to listen and then speak and do as I am divinely guided. And sometimes I'm very successful at that. And sometimes I need to sing the song again. But this song really moved me the first time I ever heard it. And every time since, I've walked labyrinths singing this song and had healings. I've had great healings with this particular song. And what it says is, how can I serve today, sweet spirit? How can I serve today, oh Lord? Speak in ways that I may understand. Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you lead me, I will go. Now, sometimes I hear the music correctly, and sometimes I don't. And so I get off track from my wonderful leader over here, and I'm not sure where I got off track, but I was hearing something different. Was I really? Wow. Sometimes we just have to humble ourselves in front of a group of people. And so it doesn't matter. That's the coolest thing I learned a long time ago. I'm the minister. It doesn't matter if I'm on pitch. Let's try it again. How can I serve today, sweet spirit? How can I serve today, oh Lord? Speak in ways that I may understand. Where you lead me, I will go. How can I see me? Oh, I will go. Do it again. How can I serve today, sweet spirit? How can I serve today, oh Lord? Speak in ways that I can understand. Only lead me, I will follow. Where you lead me, I will go. Now we're going to go to the next song, Holy, Holy Way. Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. Let me love in a holy, holy way. Do it again. Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. Know that love is all around. Let me know that love is all around. Oh, let me know that love is all very good. Let me know that love is all around. Let me love in a holy, holy way. Let me love in a holy, holy way. Let me love in a holy, holy way. Oh, let me live in a holy, holy way. 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 Oh, let me know that love is all around. Let me know that love is all around. Oh, let me know that love is all around. Let me know that love is all around. One more time, love. Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. 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 And sometimes you got to do them both at the same exact time. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to do it all the lyrics and all the verses, all exactly at the same layer. Layering is what I believe in. And let me do all my spiritual practices right now. I'm going to pray and meditate and sing and be silent all at the same time. Oh, I'm so grateful for this. This is it's been a shorter talk today, and I'm grateful. And I am grateful in a holy, holy way. I'm grateful for an opportunity to just sing these songs. You know, we do at retreats and things, we go over this stuff every day, every day, every day. Here, we got 20 to 25 minutes to go through them. I really can't encourage you enough. Pick up the lyric sheet back there. Find your favorites. I'm sure you can find these on YouTube with the melody and everything, but our Facebook page will have them because David was playing them, and I hope that the piano picks up in the video. Yes, that's true. But let these be your prayers. Let these be your daily, conscious prayers, and see what resonates with you. It was two summers ago, it was the last day of the annual Unity Convention, and this season they had just finished building the new labyrinth at Unity Village. So on my way to the airport, I stopped because I wanted to walk it. And it was as hot there as it is in here right now, except with the sun beating down. But I walked around that labyrinth singing, let me love in a holy, holy way. And then it was, how can I serve today? And I walked it, and I felt great. Didn't know if anything happened or not. That night, I got back. And I was driving home from the airport. Now, I had developed a phobia of bridges. And that night, I drove over the Whitestone Bridge without a thought in the world. And I thought I had a healing in the labyrinth. So I know that praying without trying to get anything has a tremendous effect. Spirit knows. I don't have to tell Spirit what's wrong with me. Please, my friends know what's wrong with me. I can talk to them. I don't have to tell myself. I don't have to go to Spirit to, oh, this is wrong. Can you fix this? Can you fix this? I surrendered. I surrendered to what I believe. I articulated my faith to myself. You know, you can become your own minister and articulate your faith to yourself. And if it's not working, look at where is my faith today? Where am I directing my faith? What am I telling myself? So this last song, David and I wrote, and it's called The Truth I Know, because I thought I should have one good joy song under my belt before I go too far into my dotage here. And I just, it's called The Truth I Know, as you can tell here. And let's give it a shot. Love is the truth I know. Love is the truth I know. Truth is truth, I know the truth, so everywhere I go. Love is the truth I know. Peace. Peace is the truth I know. Peace is the truth I know. Truth is truth, I know the truth, so everywhere I go. Truth. I know. Joy, joy is the truth I know. Joy is the truth I know. Truth is truth, I know the truth, so everywhere I go, joy is the truth I know. Love, love is the truth I know. Love is the truth I know. Truth is truth, I know the truth, so everywhere I go, love is the truth I know. Oh, love is the truth I know. Oh, love is the truth I know. And so it is. Amen.
And so it is.